is also the founding, okay, of Sri Chaitanya Saraswatma. Guru Maharaj says on the Rath Yatra day in 1942, though he'd been in Navadvip for around a year, said it, this day is a very good time for beginnings. So it's actually also the founding day of the Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Mat. Srila Guru Maharaj, in the aftermath of the disappearance of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, after some time, he contemplated sort of semi-retirement. He, by nature and qualification, some tendency toward nirjan bhajan or bhajan in seclusion, but he knows that that is not favored by Srila Saraswati Thakur. Right? As he composed and his song, Kripaya Hari Kirtana Murti Dharam, the Hari Kirtan Murti, that Srila Saraswati Thakur, again, Bilasitu Hridi Nityam Bhakti Siddhanta Bani, the voice of Saraswati, Thakur, playing in the hearts of his disciples, is one of Hari Kirtan. When he would become excited in his later days, Guru Maharaj said, he would say, Krishna Katha Durbhika, the only shortage there is in this world is of talking about Krishna. There's enough of everything else. This is the only shortage or famine that I recognize. Right. So, Srila Guru Maharaj knew that that is what is favored by Saraswati Thakur, that kirtan as a means, and people think of how to evolve spiritually, what should be emphasized, saying kirtan or distribution, in Guru Maharaj's words in the line of Saraswati Thakur, is an indispensable necessity for personal growth and development. To extend Krishna conception to others, what has been gifted to us freely by the divine grace of our Guru Varga comes with a tacit understanding that what's been given to you should be extended to others. And that goes for everyone. It's not that we have a preaching department. We sort of do, but it cannot be like that. Every man, woman, and child in the Krishna consciousness movement is to engage in kirtan. Right? That's how it is extended to others. And whether to one or many, you know, Lokanath Goswami to Naratam, Naratam to 100,000. Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj to Saraswati Thakur to tens of thousands. And by extension, the Srila Swami Maharaj, Prabhupada, and his other disciples to millions. And it's the same thing that is highlighted, underscored, and demonstrated in the Rath Yatra pastimes. Tavakatam ritam tapta jivanam kavibir iditam kalmasha apaham shravana mangalam srimadatatam bhuvi grinanti te burida jana. When Prataparudra Maharaj sings in the garden after the intense singing and dancing of Mahaprabhu and his devotees, and there he's massaging the lotus feet of Mahaprabhu, that in itself was a bold act. Think about it. It's recorded there as he's advised by the devotees, don't go in your Raj Vesh, Maharaj Vesh, an address of a king. It was by custom Mahaprabhu cannot justify that type of a meeting. The monk with the king, it doesn't work in Vedic society. They simply go like simple devotee, and he will be at that time exhausted from so much singing and dancing. Then you can make your approach. And taking the permission of the devotees, he does. But it's, that moment comes. Mahaprabhu is lying there, his eyes closed, he's exhausted, and he sees the lotus feet of Mahaprabhu. And there's a moment where he thinks, like, I'm now going to touch the holy lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which he does. And it's mentioned that he's expert, nipun, at massage. And while he's massaging Mahaprabhu's lotus feet, he begins singing the Gopi Gita. It's so powerful. Once a person came to Navadvip who knew Sanskrit and he could sing Gopi Gita. So he started doing this on the veranda in Navadvip to Gurudev. And Gurudev was like melted. Then the man asked for like Harinam, and one thing led to another, and Gurudev initiated him. And then it turned out this person was, how shall we say, like a little bogus. Right? What is being a little bogus? That's to soften it. You know? And Gurudev turned to me and he goes, I mean, an example is being a little bogus. After he got initiated, he went and sat on Srila Govinda Maharaj's Vyasasan, the Chanis rounds. That's an example. Anyway, Maharaj turning goes, I shouldn't have initiated him. Actually, I know that. He said, but he's singing the Gopi Gita. That's how Prataparudra melted Mahaprabhu's heart. And we know, again, from Gurudev, he said that, like when we hear Veda Vyas writes all the sections of the Bhagavatam, with the introductory slokas, which Gurudev said can be compared to the dance of elephants, like janmad yasya yaton vayad itaratas cha arteshu abhignya swarat. He's saying, so it's like the dance of elephants. It's like astonishing to watch, but you don't want to come closer to that. So from it, you're watching and this is amazing, and but you want to keep your distance. He said, but when he comes to the Gopi Gita, Gurudev said, it's like the dance of peacocks. Because now these, as Gurudev said, half-civilized jungle girls, they're making all these sweet expressions. He's not going to use those other meter and that other type of poetry. It'll be inappropriate. It's not a match. So when it comes to the Gopi Gita, there's all the beauty and the inner rhyme. Tavaka tam ritam tapta jivanam kavibir iditam kaumasha apaham swavanam mangalam srimad atatam bhuvi grinantite burida jana. That's where they say specifically the topics of Krishna. They put an end to suffering. And we can take that in two ways. There's just generic suffering of material existence. Tapatroy, the threefold miseries. Adiatmak, adidevak, adibhotik. Self-induced miseries. Miseries due to contact with others. And adidevak. What in insurance policies they call acts of God. Right? Meaning, you know, nature. So there's the type karmic suffering, being surrounded by karmic circumstances that we've generated, that we have to take, acknowledge and take the responsibility for. We've generated the circumstances that we're in. So we're suffering, in forgetfulness of our relationship with Krishna. Jive Swarupai Krishna Nityadas. Eternal servants of Krishna, thinking it's better to reign in hell. Right? The satanic mania of, you know, being the CEO of hell. Right? And we think, then I'll be somebody. Right? So there's that type of suffering, but then there's another type of suffering, Krishna Viraha. Separation from Krishna, not out of forgetfulness, but out of remembrance. Those whose hearts deeply remembering Krishna, like the Braja Gopis, this is not their problem. We're praying for momentary remembrance of Krishna. However momentary, that it'll give us something, a glimpse of higher reality, like coruscating flashes of brilliance, like lightning striking. For a moment, everything is illuminated. And hoping that will carry us through darkness, dark periods. Like even the romantic poets in England, they used to say that, I forget their exact words, but about recalling certain things and in a time of deep reflection. And what they meant was, they would spend some time in nature and see all these beautiful, wonderful things, and then be back in London. And then when you're back in London, be able to recall, you know, singing with the, playing with the daffodils and that kind of thing. Right. So they were on to something about deep reflection, deep remembrance. Mahaprabhu's room in Puri is called the Gangbir. Means deep, the deep room. Guru Maharaj is always talking about dive deep into reality. It's in that room, the Gangbir, that Mahaprabhu was plunging the depths of Radha Bhav. Radha Bhava Duti Subalita. Nomi Krishna Swarupam. It's declared in the beginning of Charitamritam. What sort of Krishna is going to be dealt with in the pages of this book? Krishna, Sri Radhaya Pranaya Mahima Kiddushovana Eva. That Krishna, although he's been described as Akhila Rasamrita Murti, ecstasy personified, an ocean of ecstasy, right? Rasa Sagar, right? Rasa Raj, reality of the beautiful, beauty personified, ecstasy personified, sweetness personified. That he observes in the mutual exchange of love between himself and Srimati Radharani. He's thinking, what she's experiencing is 10 million times greater than what I'm experiencing. That's something astonishing. Omniscient Krishna, it's mentioned in Charitamrita, he cannot estimate the depths of love of Srimati Radharani. But it occurs to him that what she's experiencing in this loving exchange, so many things are written about us by poets, by Bharat Muni and the Rasa, the Natya Shastra, by Rupa Goswami and Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. What will be the position of the male, the position of the female? One will experience this, one will experience that, the depth of this love compared to the depth of that love. Krishna, no less than Krishna, he's saying, what Radharani is experiencing is 10 million times greater than what I'm experiencing. He's qualified to make that assessment. And that that leads him to want to experience her position, what it's like to be her. And we have to think about that carefully. If we say, Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha, Bhoktaram Yagyatapasam Sarvaloka Maheshwaram, Krishna Adipurusham Govindam Adipurusha. He's the, we like to say, the supreme enjoyer. It also can mean the supreme male, Adipur, the original male, the male taken in this context of the enjoyer. So it occurs to him that what in this loving exchange, what she's experiencing is 10 million times greater, but he cannot experience that from the position of an enjoyer. We're trying to experience something from the position of an enjoyer, right? Brahmananda bhavedesha chetparadha guni krita naiti bhakti sukham bodhe paramanu tulamapi. So he has to embrace her position. Rupa Goswami says in the Chaitanyastakam, Aparam kasyapi prani janabrindasya kutuki. That sir, in the rasa lila, rasa dance, where we hear from authorities there may be 3 billion gopis serving all of them, one particular stands out to Krishna as being exceptionally qualified, attractive in every way. Right? The other billions, how can they be dismissed? This is the method of Ramananda Roy and the Ramananda Sambhad for establishing very quickly the position, the extraordinary position of Srimati Radharani. Saying, in the presence of 3 billion, Radha Madaya Hridaye Tatyaja Braja Sundari, that Krishna left them all to search for one. That's the mathematics of Ramananda Roy. That's his math. That proves the point. He left 3 billion inconceivably beautiful, you know, Ananda Chinmaya Rasa Pratitabhitabhi, Nija Rupateya Kalabhi. Chinmoy to the extreme, spiritually qualified servitors. Lakshmigan, Mahishigan, Gopigan. And so Lakshmis of Vaikuntha, the queens of Dwarka, the Braja Gopis, in order of gradation. So searching for her, rasotstamam hritva madram upaboktam kamapiya. Rupa Goswami says, Guru Maharaj says the same thing. He steals her heart and halo, plunders, steals, takes for his own, the remainder being Gadadhar Pandit. Then he can, Sri Radhaya Pranaya Mahima Kidrusho Vanayeva, then he can experience the love that she alone experiences. She alone possesses. Sokyam Chasha Madanu Bhavata Kidrusho Vanayeva. And to experience that, the happiness, the ecstasy, the taste. He wants to taste what she's tasting. So when we study Chaitanya Charitamritam, we see that the conclusion of the Adi Leela that Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami is telling us how this book will be organized. And he's saying that the Adi Leela, pastimes of Mahaprabhu, with his birth, appearance in this world, and as a student, teacher, and up to the point of sannyas, that'll be called the Adi Lila, the beginning pastimes. Saying, but with the acceptance of sannyas, then after that is what we're going to call Shesh Lila. So we're going to have the Adi Lila and the Shesh Lila, the final pastimes. And this book that I'm presenting, Vrindavan Das has very elaborately described the Adi Lila pastimes. But what I'm going to describe here is the Shesh Lila pastimes of Mahaprabhu. And I'm going to divide them into two sections, the Madhya Lila and the Antya Lila. And he begins by, after the sannyas of Mahaprabhu, and Mahaprabhu being in Puri and with the Rath Yatra, this being observed by Mahaprabhu and his devotees. So these pastimes here, when Krishna is making these observations about what is being experienced by Srimati Radharani, he wants to understand the zenith point of those feelings. So that will necessarily mean pastimes of separation, Krishna Viraha, being separated from Krishna. It's through separation that the heart achieves its greatest depth. Bahe Vishajalahoi Bhitore Anandamoy Krishna Premer Adbhuta Charit. So, where are the two zenith points of separation? Is the Uddhava Darshan, when Uddhava comes with a message for Radharani and Brajagopis, the so-called Brahmar Gita. But the other point is Kurukshetra. Why this pastime, it is not one of so many pastimes of Mahaprabhu, but so principal to understanding who is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and why it is so important. Right. So, because everyone will understand the importance of Vrindavan in relation to Krishna. That is obvious. But Srila Saraswati Thakur was not about what is obvious. In fact, Guru Maharaj says what he taught and spoke was mostly revolutionary. So imagine they go on the Brajamandal Parikrama, they tour the whole of Vrindavan, and at the conclusion, he dashes his palm to his forehead and says, oh, I'm so unfortunate, I couldn't find a single Vaishnav. And everyone is shocked. This is everyone there supposed to be a devotee of Krishna, right? It's Vrindavan. So how do you tour the whole of Vrindavan? I couldn't find a single devotee, Vaishnav. What does he mean by saying this? And they offer up different people who are reputed to be great devotees, and he dismisses them as basically neophyte practitioners, not substantial devotees. Because Guru Maharaj makes the point later in observation that, yes, Saraswati Thakur and Bhaktivinoda Thakur, they descended from Vrindavan. So they're used to a particular quality of devotee. So where they came from and then enter the prapancha, the Vrindavan of this world, he's saying, it's not an arrogant statement or dismissive. He's lamenting, saying, oh, that quality that we have in the original, I can't find that here anywhere, that type of devotee. So it's very rare. Right? Gurudev liked to quote the end of the Brahma Sangita, saying how rare it is actually, you know, what is it? Vedeshu durlabham adurlabham atma bhakto. How rare it is to find a devotee. Sudurlabha bhagavata hi loke, and, you know, satsanga sevadirninam. The greatest treasure you can find in this world is the association of a genuine devotee. So, in Vrindavan, Srila Saraswati Thakur, he tells his devotees also, he says, you know, we all know that Vrindavan is for hollow people, shallow thinkers. And Guru Maharaj said, when he heard this, imagine, these are not disciples just going, yes, yes. They're shocked. There's what you're saying, Vrindavan is for hollow, shallow thinkers. Yes. Guru Maharaj said, up to that point, we're hearing so many things about the greatness and the glories of Vrindavan. How can our Guru Maharaj say that? He said, it was as if I had fallen out of the top of a tree. That's what it was like for him to hear that. But then Saraswati Thakur continued. He said, a man of real bhajan will prefer Kurukshetra. And he alluded to the past where Bhaktivinod Thakur had taken Saraswati Thakur on parikrama. What do you think that was like? It's like, you know, Nityananda and Jiva Goswami and the Navadvipa Mahatmya. Bhaktivinod Thakur and Saraswati Thakur on parikrama together. And there Bhaktivinod Thakur said that why Kurukshetra is so significant here. And in this context, we don't mean the Kurukshetra of Bhagavad Gita, that instance, but rather what Kurukshetra in which context? After 100 years of separation, Krishna is meeting the inhabitants in Vrindavan. It's not only Yasoda, but also Srimati Radharani and Brajagopis. And these are those Brajagopis, again, in that Gopi Gita that's sung by Prataparudra Maharaj to Mahaprabhu. One of the verses talks about the... they cannot tolerate the separation for the length of the blink of an eye. That's intolerable to them. And this is not just poetry. It's conveying a particular level of ecstatic, emotional intensity and attachment, right? Not a moment's separation. And in contrast, we're told that the Rasa Leela, the celebrated Rasa Leela, it lasts for Brahma Ratri. So from Bhagavad Gita, we understand, what is the day of Brahma? Sahasra Yuga Parjantam Ahor Yad Brahmano Vidu. 1,000 yuga cycles taken together, it means roughly 4,300,000,000 years. That's how, by, you know, Krishna can employ the contraction and expansion of time and space through his Leela Shakti, through his potency. So they can make, like in the love songs, you know, where the people want to dance all night, dance forever. They want some moment. In deep love, people want some moment to be extended forever. Right? It's in so much poetry, good or bad. It could be bad poetry, but it's there. And good or bad songs. About why we were hardwired for this. It's what we want. It's not just amusement or something that someone played on the radio. We should get a message from this. Our hearts are hardwired for this. That's what we want. That moment that of where you're wholly given over to the beloved and it lasts forever. Krishna can reciprocate that. Only Krishna can reciprocate that fully. Prati anga lagi kande prati anga mur. Where every atom of the soul is crying out for its correspondent. Only the Absolute is capable of satisfying on that level, to that degree. Right? So that's the rasa dance was. In this sense, through the expansion and contraction of time and space, 4,300,000,000 years. And what do the gopis say? And this is on account, the intensity of their love. Did it even happen? It was so fast. I blinked and it was gone. That's what they're thinking. Why, again, in Charitamrita, the beginning in earnest is in the Madhya Lila. And what they're talking, quoting, it's Mahaprabhu, but voicing the sentiments of Radharani, now under the influence of her heart and halo, saying, the next time, it all happened so quick, and I was attacked by two enemies, divine love hankering and ecstasy. So the next time, if it happens, and what is he quoting? Jagannath Balava Natak, written by Ramananda Roy. Where does Mahaprabhu go with his devotees in Rath Yatra? Do Jagannath Balava Garden. Anyway, there he's saying, what I will do next time, and this is a strategy of divine love madness, is the only way you can describe this. Radharani's saying, I will do arati to time, and I will offer time a nice seat, a vyasasan, flower garlands, the panch pradeep, the incense, everything. And once time is propitiated, so time is sitting there, happily satisfied, then I'm going to turn my attention to Krishna. That's her strategy, as expressed by whom? Ramananda Roy, Jagannath Balava Natak, Mahaprabhu, repeatedly hearing this and this giving him great joy. But so for those who, the 4,300,000,000 years, like the blink of an eye, the blink of an eye and separation in the other direction is like 4,300,000,000 years. Intolerable. So for those who cannot tolerate the separation of a blink of an eye, after 100 years of separation, they're meeting with Krishna in Kurukshetra. But this is Dwaraka Krishna. Puri, Jagannath Puri, like we say, Navadip is Vrindavan in parallel. Jagannath Puri is Dwaraka in parallel. So Jagannath, for the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, he can show himself in any way he wants to his devotees. But from Gaudiya line, in the line of Mahaprabhu, seeing Jagannath as Krishna, Shama Sundar as Krishna, but Krishna in Dwaraka, who's feeling separation from Vrindavan. So when Bhaktivinoda Thakur told Saraswati Thakur, see, why is Kurukshetra significant? Because after that 100 years separation, Radharani and Brajagopi's coming, Krishna and his group from Dwaraka, and they're to meet separation has reached the zenith point here. So the greatest service necessity has arisen. This is Bhaktivinoda's strategy. He's thinking, and this is Guru Maharaj's sutra, service according to the intensity of its necessity draws remuneration. That's the key. Service according to the intensity of its necessity draws remuneration. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, being the expert, pinpointing, he said, here the service necessity dictated by the depth of separation has reached the zenith point. If you can render service at that time, the remuneration is inconceivable, right? As Guru Maharaj said, what is beyond the constitutional capacity of a jiva soul to experience, right? Mahabhav, Radharani, out of gratitude to her servitors, she's saying, here, have a taste of what we're tasting, right? And Guru Maharaj observed in that regard, saying, we can say, Raso Varjam Raso Pyasya Parandishtva Nivartate. Once you've had a taste of that substance, all other rasa, I mean taste, including rasas, become tasteless. So Guru Maharaj even parses the famous Bhagavad Gita slok, raso varjam, raso pyasya, about a higher taste, as a comparison of Gaura Leela and Krishna Leela. Yata yata gaura padara vinde vinde tabaktim krita punya rasi tatat tatot sarpati hridya kasmat radha padam boja sudambu rasi. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying, if you can render service at that time, what Radharani will give in gratitude for that same, you're done with the world forever. He said, there's no possibility of ever coming to this plane after that. That's truly the place, having once gone, one never returns. So she, the greatest necessity is there. And why? And now the World Cup is on in Brazil. Right? You're wondering, what does this have to do with the World Cup? Guru Maharaj is noted for his analogies and example. And he said, like in football, he said, when, you know, if the ball is in the midfield going back and forth, the trading sides, you know, people, they're okay with it, right? But if you go down to where the goal is, the goalkeeper, and you see, if they come very close to scoring and just miss, you can hear 100,000 people groan, right? 100,000 people go, you know, and people, they're like, you see the pictures, they're smashing their heads, they're crying, they're like tearing their clothes, they're going insane because they got so close and missed, right? That's Guru Maharaj's example. He's saying, after 100 years of separation, Radharani, no one loves Krishna more than her, she's Krishna Moyi, right? She's Krishna, you know, consciousness personified. You get no more Krishna than from her and her company. That she's that close to Krishna, and then she looks and sees, like, where's your flute? He's in the dress of a king, and she's saying, no flute, and this royal dress, and all these people and chariot, like we have a Vrindaranya in Vrindavan, and this place is a Lokaranya, a people forest. What are all these people doing here? And there's chariots, and like she, it's Krishna, and it's not her Krishna. That's not the way she likes Krishna. You would think after all that time, she's like, all right, like, you know, be a little flexible. He's trying. She's saying, no flute, you know, dressed in these ridiculous clothes. You should be dressed like a cowherd boy, flute on the banks of the gym. That's what I want. How is Radharani the ultimate woman? Right? Krishna has to please her. So the Braja Gopis say, Ahushtate nalina nava padara vinde, because Krishna's telling all this nonsense things, like he's saying, well, you know, it's God who brings people together and God who takes people apart. They're going like, but you're God. What? You're crazy. Telling us God brings people together and separates them. And then, oh, we should learn yoga. Right, before you sent Uddhava with this ridiculous, like, we should all learn yoga, how to meditate. So wherever we are, we can, you know, like, and, or, you know, so they're saying, we're not yogis, we're not jnanis, we're not interested in any of these things, or any of this talk about God's like this, and he's controlling everybody. And they're saying, you know, if you know everything, are you, then you know what's in our hearts. And in our hearts, like Guru Maharaj said, we want a family life with Krishna. We just look like we're mundane people. Half civilized jungle girls from Vrindavan. We're not sophisticated like all these people here. But No one has more love for you, that you know. And if you don't care for us, what about your mother, your father, Nanda Yasoda, the cows, the cowherd boys, everyone, the Jamuna? They're reminding Krishna of all the things. And Krishna's overwhelmed. He needs to let them know what the truth is. He's somewhat constrained by circumstance to reveal what he actually says. But one of the things he says to them is that, actually, by the mercy of Vishnu, I'm with you every day, all the time. They think in their divine, they're unable to forget Krishna. They try and tell him that they are. They say, we don't. You might sit around thinking about us all the time, but we don't think about you. But everything they say is just the opposite. They want to know if Krishna thinks about them the way they think about him. And Krishna says, by the mercy of Vishnu, and he means expansions. He goes, I'm with you. And he doesn't mean that my Vishnu expansion goes to Vrindavan. He's saying, no, the expansion is here. I'm actually with you. And the only reason I'm doing all this is out of some obligation to my family and friends, and I'll be back very soon. And then one famous sloka. He says, Mayi bhaktirhi bhutanam amritatvaya kalpate dishtya madasin matsneho bhavatinam madapana. He says, there he comes to the short, the long and short of it, the truth. Saying, actually, everyone in the world considers themselves fortunate if they get a connection with me. Like the yogis, the gyanis. Right? Let me hear that. Yasya kadapi vasanam chalakelanota danyati danya pavaneena kritartama. Yogendram durgamagati marusudanovi. The yogis, they want Krishna, the gyanis, what we call exploitationists, means karmis, salvationists, other varieties. So they think if you get Krishna, then you got everything. We don't disagree with that. Yam labdha chapram labham manyate nadikam tataha. That's true. It's all true. And Krishna's telling that it's true himself. That's a fact. They all consider themselves, they hit the lottery if they can get my connection. But then Krishna tells the actual deeper truth of the matter. But what about me? Said, I consider that I hit the lottery when I got the love and affection that's in your hearts. I say in Bhagavad Gita, I reciprocate, but in the Parayeham in the Bhagavatam, I admit it. I can't reciprocate the type of love and affection you have in your hearts. It's beyond. All I can do is give myself to you. And at that point, that was internal confirmation to Radharani that he is ours, he's always been ours, and he'll return to Vrindavan soon. So we're told that those queens of Dwaraka who accompany Krishna there, in Garga Sangita it's mentioned, they've heard so much about Radharani and Vrindavan and Brajagopis, primarily from Rohini, Balaram's mother, who is in Vrindavan and Dwaraka. It's a rare position. But they know how beautiful they are. Right? Rukmini, Satyabhama, Lakshmana, all these different queens. They know, but they're wondering, how beautiful could Radharani be? You know, marginally more beautiful than them, or how? And we're told in Garga Sangita, when Radharani comes, carried on a palanquin by the Brajagopis, when the queens of Dwaraka see her, they faint. They've never seen someone so beautiful. The queens of Dwaraka faint to see her beauty. It's forbidden to try and directly describe her beauty, but that gives us some idea. Right? So when they're in Dwaraka, sometimes in Krishna's sleep, they hear him calling out the names of cows, the names of gopis from Vrindavan. So that makes them think. And they, like, they're sharing information about what Krishna said last night, or one queen telling another queen, saying, what do you mean? Even in the daytime, he's daydreaming about Vrindavan, right? So, and in Brihad Bhagavatamritam, to try and assuage his feelings of separation at one point when he's like losing his mind in separation, they make Nava Vrindavan, like a new Vrindavan in Dwaraka, a replica, to try and pacify him. So as the queens are hearing from Rohini about Krishna Lila in Vrindavan, we're told this one morning, Krishna cannot get out of bed. And he's listening to this description. He's feeling such intense separation from Vrindavan. Normally, he tries to control that. Just as Mahaprabhu, he tries to control himself in the daytime around so many people. They go before the deity, Jagannath. He's staying at the Garuda Stambha. But when the night comes, he's unable to control his ecstatic emotional interior. So Krishna, he's feeling this intense separation, and then Rohini is telling all the queens all these stories, beautiful stories, about Radharani and Braja Gopis and their pastimes in Vrindavan. And it's too much for Krishna. And he undergoes some ecstatic transformation, that there are two ways things can go, either by extension or contraction. So his limbs enter within his body. His eyes become enlarged, and he takes the form of Jagannath. So Jagannath is Dwaraka Krishna experiencing the most intense separation from Radharani, Brajagopis, and Vrindavan. So this pastime is taking him to Vrindavan. And we're told that, remember, his wife, in this context, the goddess of fortune, he's just had pastimes with the goddess of fortune for, approximately 2 weeks. And now he wants to go to Vrindavan and allay any fears she might have about impropriety of his returning to Vrindavan and his childhood sweetheart and all that. He's going with his brother and sister, Balaram and Subhadra. That's why the next thing we will celebrate, Hara Panchami, 5 days later, Lakshmi Devi goes, wait a minute. After 5 days, she starts figuring out what's going on here. Her own interpretation of Rath Yatra. So anyway, but still, Jagannath, stunned, an ecstatic transformation. This Pandu Vijay that they had, that they take him out of the temple, and it's very beautiful. They tie him in ropes and they carry him from one cotton pad to another, these big strong men, and part of the pastimes, they're even cursing him along the way, like saying, the horrible things. But you see Jagannath, when we watch, his crown is going like this, and he moves to the left and to the right, and it's a chance for all the devotees to serve him and to see him, and for him to see everyone. It's really fun It goes on for hours, like, you know, 6-8 hours. And the chariots are all chinmoy. Every aspect of the chariot has a name and is a person. Down to the ropes. The ropes are spiritual personalities personified as a rope to spiritually conscious chinmoy ropes to pull this chariot, which, as we saw when they and Jagannath's called the Nandi Ghosh. If you look from when you look above an overhead, you can see it's like a mystical diagram, right? How it's all built, and perhaps Subhadra's chariot, 9 different Shaktis. Surrounding all these different goddesses are there. When you view the whole thing as a whole, it's truly extraordinary. The amount of gods, goddesses, divine energies, Shaktis, the Lord, his devotees, and all their expansions in this divine movement. And that, you know, when the pandas play their gongs, they're dipping and the chariot starts to move. It has its own will. So we're told Jagannath would see Mahaprabhu, Radha Baba Duty, enveloped in the heart and halo of Radharani, Mahaprabhu dancing before Jagannath. Jagannath would be astonished and the chariot would stop. So he's watching himself. If we take it that he's Krishna, he's watching himself enveloped in the heart and halo of Radharani, dancing madly. He's stunned to see this. And then Mahaprabhu, taking the position of Radharani, sometimes going towards the back of the chariot to test, have you forgotten us? Like Radharani and Brajagopis. Jagannath stops the chariot to say no. Then he comes to the front. He has 7 sampradayas or groups of kirtan, beginning with 4 and added another 3. You have Swarup Damodar singing, Advaita Acharya as a dancer, another group, Srivas Thakur, Nityananda as a dancer, the Chutananda, a son of Advaita is there, Raghunandan Thakur, Rakesh Rapanda, all these great devotees. Some are doing the singing, others lead dancer, others singers. 14 expert mridanga players playing together in unison, making, you know, divine vibration. Nityananda Prabhu dancing madly in ecstasy. Advaita Charja. Swarup Damodar supposed to take care of Mahaprabhu. Sometimes they can't find Nityananda Prabhu for 2 reasons. He either lost in his own divine madness, or sometimes Nityananda Prabhu looks and he sees Mahaprabhu has become Radharani. Not just Bhav and Kanti, he sees he's transformed into Srimati Radharani herself. So he will stay, keep his distance. He knows if he comes nearer, that trance will be broken. Mahaprabhu singing, Namo Brahmana Deva, Namo Brahmana Devaya, Go Brahmana Hitaya Cha, Jagaditaya Krishnaya, Govindaya Namo Namaha, Jayati Jananivaso, Devaki Yanmabado, Janmabado, Yarubara Prishat Swire, Dharmam, Sri Mukhena, Brajabanita Nam Badem, Kamadevam, singing all these slokas to Jagannath, and 3 types of dancing he's showing. One is the Udanda Nritya, where he's leaping straight up, very, very high into the air and coming down like that. Very high and coming down. Then the Tandava Nritya means like Shiva at the time of death, mad, frenetic, mad dancing, uncontrollable, like insane, devastating type dancing. And then madura, very sweet, swaying type dancing. And at that time, Srup Damodar singing songs. And we're told, Mahaprabhu singing one song himself that no one can understand. It's a famous Sanskrit work that's used for teaching poetry, actually. But what this particular verse is about is a woman. Now she's married, her husband, but she's remembering when they were teenagers on the banks of a particular river underneath the moonlight, and she's saying, I miss that time. My heart's returning to that time. That's basically what it's. Mahaprabhu would be singing this. It wasn't considered a devotional song, but he's singing this song, Yakumara Hara. And remember, these are Gyanashunya Bhaktas. Like what Mahaprabhu sings, Mahaprabhu sings. They don't think one way or another about it, actually. They're lost in their own divine madness and kirtan. But he, maybe somewhere, oh, he's singing something. It's mysterious to us. But we know, and Puri, there's the dome, the main dome, and the Siddhabokul where Haridas Thakur would stay. Mahaprabhu gave him that place to stay where he can see the dome, take Krishna Nam. And Rupa and Sanatan Goswami, they would stay there. So Mahaprabhu, when he's going for darshan every day, he'll stop by to see Haridas Thakur, Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami. And one day, and he comes with Srup Damodar and some others. But one day when he's there, Rupa Goswami had gone to bathe, and we see it like the palm leaf that they would etch on. He sees a palm leaf stuck in the roof of their like thatched hut. He pulls it down, looks at it, and there's this beautiful sloka. We're told Rupa Goswami's handwriting described as like, it looks like rows of pearls. The letters he makes looks like one pearl connected to another pearl, just pearls, rows of pearls. So Mahaprabhu is very familiar with Rupa Goswami's handwriting, and he's reading this. And he's thinking, this is perfectly expressing what is in my heart. How is this possible? No one's supposed to know this. And he turns to Srup Damodar saying, you know, Srupa Viditam, right? Srupa Bibrano Jagatatulyam, you know, but no one else can. I know and you know. Radharani and Lalita, they know. And we can say by extension Ramananda, but this particular kind of thing, Lalita, Srup Damodar. And Srup Damodar said, you must have revealed it to him. And Mahaprabhu says, that's correct. And he's, what does he use? The word Sanchar. And I've given him all the Shakti, the potency, because he's the fit person to receive this and distribute it. That's why we tell Rupa Nuga line. But anyway, so he reads that, Priya Soyam Krishna. Rupa Goswami fills in all the blanks. And the song Mahaprabhu singing, it's saying, I'm that girl, you're that boy now, and we used to be together on the banks of this river at this time. And Rupa Goswami saying, I am Radha, I am that Radha, you are that Krishna, that river is the Jamuna, that time is the month of Chaitanya. Rupa Goswami gave all the details of what really it is. And so when he comes back from bathing, Mahaprabhu gives like a love tap. And then said, why have you done this? No one's supposed to know these things. But then he's saying that officially, but establishing him as the head of our line. And the last thing I want to say is that when we were in Kolkata, and also in Puri, Gurudev, he would listen on the radio to the parade. We can watch on internet or TV now, but he'd be like listening on the radio, and they give like the play-by-play of, and now this is happening, and they start quoting these Sanskrit verses. He would quote so many of them he knew by heart. And that was the only opportunity I got to think about this, maybe being in connection with Krishna consciousness at the time for like, say, 35 years. It just never happened that I was in Jagannath Puri for that. So I'm with Gurudev, but, and you can hear some sounds, but I'm saying like, I'm happy to be with him. So I didn't really think much about it. I'm like, we're listening to Ren, he's saying things, quoting slokas. But then one other devotee said, Maharaj, can I have your permission to go? Like, and he said, yes, you can go. Yeah. And he looked at me, Maharaj, you? And I go, I said, if you're, you know, giving me permission to go, then yes, I would also, like, yes, you know, like, go and come back. And so when we went there, I saw like Hari Charan, Prabhu, Krishna Charan, they're all like coming in this direction, and we're in front of the eastern gate, the main entrance, and I'm deceived by what I see. I don't think, where are they? And I see not so many people, because I don't know, it's already left by that gate. And then I see, oh, like a little bit of one chariot, like around a half a kilometer down the road or something. So I, oh, and I don't know which one it is. So it's, for some reason I thought maybe it was Balaram or Subhadra, when I finally made it up, and I looked around and said, it was Jagannath's chariot, and it had stopped, and I see, and it appears to me that Jagannath, with these, as we say, big unblinking eyes, as if he's going like this, like looking around, and attendants, they were actually very friendly, and the police and everybody saying, yeah, come, you can come over and, you know, pull the chinmoy rope. And so I thought, oh my. And when the chariot started to move, all I can say is it sounded like om, that it makes the om a very deep, it's just oming and going, and they're banging on those gongs, and Jagannath's going, it's some inconceivable scene, right? So Rupa Goswami, what does he say? Sat Chaitanya Kimedrishor Yashyapita, will I see this again as I saw Mahaprabhu dance before Jagannath? And sometimes the cart stops, we read that, and they, the king, it's his job to see that it goes. So they send in the men, they can't do it. They, Prataparudra Maharaj sent elephants. Elephants are like tanks. And the elephants, they're putting, and they're, the drivers, they're goading them. The elephants are screaming. They can't move the chariot. So Mahaprabhu calls everyone off and puts the ropes in the hands of his devotees. They're holding the rope. And Mahaprabhu goes around to the back on the chariot, puts his head against it, and it starts moving. And everyone sees the devotees are just holding the ropes. They're not actually pulling. And so he would do things like the seven groups where the devotees are chanting. He would expand into seven different forms. So everyone would think, oh, Mahaprabhu is in our group. He's just with us. And not everyone would see that. Antaranga, internal devotees would see many, many wonderful things. So he celebrated that. Oh, and what I was going to say, so for 20 years, it's mentioned. 24 there, but for 20, I think, with the big group coming every year. But we know in the last 12 years of his life there, he's living in the Gangbir, mainly in association with Ramananda Roy and Srup Damodar. And today is mentioned mysteriously as the disappearance day of Srup Damodar. And we read in Charitamritam that the Gaumbhir, it only has a door, there's no windows. So Mahaprabhu's room, when he's there at night, plunging the depths of Radha Bhav, and sometimes alone, if it's painful enough to hear him wailing and crying in separation from Krishna, but if they don't hear anything, the devotees become worried. So sometimes they open the door just to see that he's okay, but sometimes they do that and he's not there. Then Srup Damodar will lead a torch-lit party to search the beach, the Shingadwar, the entrance, different Chatak Parbat, many different places. Sometimes they find Mahaprabhu in the ocean, mistaking it to be Jamuna. But Gurudev, he said this, that if this is disappearance day of Srup Damodar, he said, then we can understand that one Rath Yatra day, when Srup Damodar woke up and they couldn't find Mahaprabhu, they didn't find Mahaprabhu. And who Srup Damodar, he cannot live for a moment without Mahaprabhu. Then he left. And as we know later, Ramananda, and so Raghunath Das Goswami, in the absence of Srup Damodar and Mahaprabhu, thinks, I will go to Govardhan and throw myself from the top of Govardhan. What is, you know, his famous slok? Ashavare amrita sindhu mayi katanchit kalomayati gamita kilasam pratamhi tom chait kripam mayi vidasa dasa shinayiva kim me prane brajena chaboro rubakarinapi. But he's saying, my life is a service aspiration for your holy lotus feet, without which, what is the meaning of my life? What is its purpose? What is its value? And what is even more valuable than my life? Vrindavan, without you. And what is a shameful thing to say, but Krishna, without you, is a dreadful thing to me. Right? That's how guru-centric and exclusive the line is in service to the holy lotus feet of Srimati Radharani. So he said, but when I went to Govardhan with this intention, I found Mahaprabhu and Srup Damodar again in Rup and Sanatan. So it's very wonderful and mysterious pastimes. We're told that the mercy that would save the world would come from the east, and Puri, and that means who? Jagannath and Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur both appeared. You know, and when Saraswati Thakur appeared there, as the chariot goes down the grand road, his mother, Bhagavati Devi, came out with her baby, and they took the baby up to offer to Jagannath, and Jagannath's garland fell onto the baby, and everyone could see it was some divine indication. So really, the whole Krishna consciousness movement is Jagannath's mercy distributed through Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur and his followers. And we're really fortunate to be able to have even the slightest connection with that. Mami parta bipasrita ye pishu papayonio striyo vaisha tatashudras te piyanti paramgatam. Svalpam avyasya dharmasya trayate mahatobayat. Even the slightest connection with us delivers a full result. Hare Krishna, Jai Jagannath Rath Yatra ki Jai Srup Damodar Tirubha Mahamahutavititi ki Jai Itai Go Premanande Hari Harai Nama Krishna Yadavaya Namo Hari Harai Nama Krishna Yadavaya Namaha
Hari Harai Nama Krishna Yadavaya
Namaha Yadavaya Madhavaya Keshavaya Namaha
Yadavaya Madhavaya Keshavaya Namaha
Gopal Govinda Ram Srimadusudan
Gopal Govinda Ram Srimadusudan Jyoti Mata Mata Nama
Sri Chaitanya Nityananda Sri Advaita Siddhanta
Sri Chaitanya Nityananda Sri Advaita Chanda
Jai Rupa Sanatan Bhata Raguna Sri Jiva Gopala Bhata Dasa Raguna Echai Gochai Kori Charana Bandhan Jaha Hoite Vignanash Abhishta Puran Echai Gochai Jar Mui Tarodan Tan Sabara Padarenu Mora Panchagra Tadera Charan Sevi Bhakta Sanevan Janame Janame Moi Ehi Abhilas Anande Bolo Hari Bhaja Vrindavan Bolo Anande Bolo Hari Bhaja Vrindavan Vaishnava Pade Majai Aman Sri Guru Vaishnava Pad Padma Koriyas Hari Nam Sankirtan Kohe Narottamadas Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Jai Om Vishnu Pad Srila Bhakti Rakak Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai Bhagavan Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Ki Jai Sri Giriraj Govardhan Ki Jai Sri Rupa Nuga Guru Varga Ki Jai Jagannath Subhadra Balabhadra Ki Jai Sri Jagannath Ratiyatra Ki Jai Jagannath Puri Dham Ki Jai Purushottam Chetra Ki Jai Srup Ramananda Ki Jai Srup Damodar Tiro Baba Hamahotavatiti Ki Jai Sri Rupa Nuga Guru Varga Ki Jai Ganga Devi Jamuna Devi Bhakti Devi Tulsi Devi Ki Jai Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Mat Ki Jai Om Vishnu Pad Vishva Varena Srilesi Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki Jai Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Mat Acharya Brinda Ki Jai Srila Bhakti Bimalavadut Maharaj Ki Jai Jai Srimad Paramananda Prabhu Ki Jai Bhakti Lalita Ki Jai Seva Vrinda Ki Jai Samaveda Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Sri Jagannath Rath Yatra Ki Jai. Nitai Go Premanande Haribol. Hare Krishna.